That's all I needed.
That's all you needed?
Yeah. And I'll be like, hey, you know my cousin, Lil Marco? And I'll be like, what? And I'll be like, yeah, he got kicked out of a dispensary, but he didn't pay for a prostitute. And then they'll be like, yo, Lil Marco, College Station. I'm like, yeah. And he'd be like,
okay.
And then, like, the mariachi band plays. Like, you know how it is.
Wasagucci.
What's Gucci?
Yeah, I've kissed a dude before.
Why are we kissing dudes?
I once held in a fart so long that I lost my boner.
Flaccin', flaccin'.
Is this the guy that didn't give you ribs at his cookout?
Nigel ain't got no ribs.
I thought I may have caught autism.
Please welcome the Schmeatball Boys, Nigel Beck and Aaron Boone.
Welcome.
What's good, guys?
We got balls, we got boys, we got the Schmeat. It's us. We're back. It's another week, another episode, another theme.
It's going to be a good one this week, I think.
Oh, I know. Josh actually put that work in. And Josh is one of those people that either doesn't do his job at fucking all, or he does his job a little too well.
I'm excited.
I think it's going to be a little too well this
time. He was ready last night almost. Yeah,
I'm pretty excited about it too. Would you say that's a pretty accurate statement? You either do a really, really fucking good job or a terrible job. Not really anyone between.
So I've heard this thing called many things. Lie detector, liar, liar. I want
two truths and a lie.
Two truths, yeah.
Politics.
I want to call this find the Schmeatball.
Find the Schmeatball?
Yeah, because we're trying to figure out which one is not correct.
Well, if it's two truths and one that's not correct, it should be like, find the Schmeat.
Because there's there are two Schmeat balls.
There are two Schmeat balls,
which means
the
truth. And there's one that's vegan Schmeat.
Ooh, we're looking for that fake meat.
We're looking for that fake meat.
Fake meat.
Find the fake meat.
Probably
find
lesbian's
the fake
house.
Schmeat.
Okay. Did you catch that? Did anyone catch that? I thought that was good.
I didn't hear you say.
You said find the fake Schmeat, and I was like, probably at a lesbian's house. God. So... I just wanted to reamplify. Sometimes I feel like I throw these zingers and it just kind of goes on the wayside.
Thank God
for Josh who like highlights that shit.
Yeah.
So
we're playing Find the Fake Schmeat today.
Okay. And Josh is our host.
And we let him do...
Are we like alternating and then just talking about it? Like, I don't know how this game is going to be played. In fact, go first and then I'll feed off of that and we'll figure it out.
So, well the plan is, so Josh is going to announce the two truths.
Mm-hmm.
The one lie.
Okay.
And me and you are just going to figure out which one is which. Well, really, which one is the fake Schmeat.
Yeah, but you said you wanted to make this a competition.
It is a little bit, but I mean, you can choose the same one.
I was about to say, after your fantasy week, I don't think that you should be competing in anything.
Excuse me.
Yeah, just saying.
I couldn't even win. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, you did the best that your team could do and still got biggest That's blowout of the week.
That's embarrassing.
Rough.
So really, we're trying to beat Josh, though.
Mm. So we can work together.
A little bit.
Okay. That's what I wanted to hear.
But we're going to keep score.
I like teamwork. Okay, whatever. I'm just here to make it funny at this point. I don't even care. I'm going to choose wrong shit to fuck with you now.
No, don't do that. Ooh, I'm not going to follow you. I'm going to follow you. Josh?
You ready to read?
We got question number one.
This one has to do with spaghetti.
Ooh, okay.
Kind of goes along the lines of your...
Yeah, the Schmeat balls.
Yeah, R word, whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right, so the...
the R word is actually retard.
He said artwork.
Artwork. Sorry.
Speaking of R word.
All right, so here are the three things.
Okay.
Spaghetti is a plural form for spaghetto. Largest ball of spaghetti was roughly 14,000 pounds. In 2000, over 3 million pounds of spaghetti was sold worldwide.
2 million pounds?
3 million.
3 million pounds. Okay.
How much was the largest bowl?
14,000.
14,000 pounds.
So if the largest bowl was 14,000 pounds and 3 million was sold, how many 14,000 pound bowls? Because that's about what I eat per sitting. I know that you're not really into that because you're not a spaghetti boy. You're burnt out.
All I will say is I do know for a fact spaghetto is the singular form.
Spaghetto sounds of spaghetti. Sounds like, ooh, almost got us canceled.
Golly.
Almost got us canceled. Spaghetto sounds like what I would get called in a black neighborhood. Yo, I'm from the spaghetto because I'm the white Italian, but I'm still poor.
And as a, in Mexican community, you'd be called a wedo if you were that color in Mexican.
Yeah. A white wedo. Wet. A white wet.
No, that's
what it stands for. I mean, it's fair.
I mean, your logic makes sense, but yes, no, it's a white Mexican.
What would they call me in an Asian community? A wink. Hey! Let's get it.
So we got 14,000 pound bowl is the record. And then we got 3 million pounds.
3 million, I'm going to be honest with you, sounds way too low for spaghetti. 3 million pounds sounds low for spaghetti. But then again, I don't know what the largest bowl of spaghetti ever made is. 14,000 pounds, that's like, what? Not really that much if you think about it.
To I mean, be you think like about those food bowl? Challenges, like, or not food challenges, but like record challenges, like, they just build, like the biggest big pizza thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's 150 million feet. It wasn't that big, but, you know,
That's a lot of feet.
Sorry. Bro. I don't know. That was a big one. Sorry.
Jesus.
He walked on water, so.
I mean, I was thinking like it's like 200,000 million feet, but that's fine.
200,000? Yeah, I see you, Joey.
Sleepy. So listen, are we in agreement then that it's probably the 3 million? Or do you think it's the 14,000?
I'm between the two.
Because it has to be one of those two. Also, I'm going to be real mad because I'm trusting you on the spaghetto thing. Because it sounds retarded to me. Spaghetto sounds like the retarded, like, fifth, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle that didn't get to be, like, invited and go, like, do karate.
I am.
It's like Donatello, spaghetto. And he's just, like, on his back. And fuck that one.
I'm 95% sure the spaghetto is. Oh, see,
you said
is...
100. You said for a fact you knew. So you're already lying. So you're fake news. I'm putting you out.
No. I'm telling you. I'm pretty sure
we're not even going to get through the fucking first one. All right. So I'm willing to say spaghetto is probably true.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with that. That's what I'm saying. In my mind, that's true.
Okay. So we have to decide because I don't know. It's literally a 50-50 guess then because 3 million pounds sounds like two less, but 14,000 pounds in one bowl sounds like you could probably do more.
Well, the problem is, do we want him to win or do we want
I'm saying 3 million for myself.
That's yours?
You wouldn't have to agree. 3
million pounds?
3 million for the whole United States? Think about that. We probably eat 3 million pounds in a day. Of just white basic ass people eating spaghetti in their suburban homes with no flavoring. Come on, dog. There's a reason why we're the Schmeatball Boys.
For one bowl.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. That's why I think it's the 3 million.
That doesn't sound bad.
It's 3 million. I'm stuck on. I'm locking it in.
You're locked in.
I'm locked in. You have to decide now.
So once you lock in though, I will say no changing.
No changes.
From here on out though. I'm just
Yeah.
For here on out.
Take backsies.
I am going to go with 3 million. That's too bad I didn't say cooked. I'm assuming it's cooked. Oh, that's not what Google
said, you fuck.
Okay.
Google didn't specify cooked. It just said million pounds.
I think 3 million pounds
is too little.
Is possible.
It's not enough. That's why it's a lie. 14, it's probably more. 14,000
pound bowl. I want to know what scale they use. I can understand the box of 3 it million worldwide. They probably
use the same scale that the fucking 1,000 pound sisters use at the junkyard.
So they just did 14,000 of those.
Yeah.
Or is it 1,000 pound scale?
It'd be like 14 of those girls, but yeah. They're some big bitches. They make me feel better about myself. 14 of those
girls, I feel you. I'm going with the 14,000 pound being a lie.
He just zigged from my zag because he doesn't want to tie on the first one. I can't tie the first one.
So, the correct one is 3 million pounds being the lie.
Dang it!
And it's not because it's too less.
It's too much?
It's too much. So, uh-oh. In 2000, only 1.3 million pounds was sold worldwide.
Man, I thought Americans were way fatter than that, but okay.
That's this was in 2000, so...
Oh, yeah, it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going based on old stats, but
that's
okay.
Yeah, spaghetti was good.
Yeah. I knew that one. I 95% knew that
one. So, largest bowl was made in a whole pool.
Oh, God.
A whole pool?
Yeah.
Did that's they leave, a good one, did, though. Did they make it, put it in the pool, be like, holy shit, look at all that spaghetti. You're like, all right, we out.
No sauce. It was straight-up noodles.
Straight-up nudes?
I'm guessing it was straight-up noodles.
Straight noodles.
Okay.
How mad would you be if you made 14,000 pounds worth of noodles and they just opened cans for sauce and even make homemade sauce? It's like, I made 14,000 pounds of spaghetti noodles and you can't even make some fucking sauce?
You're going to put your fork in a pool full of 14,000 pounds of spaghetti?
Oh, I'm sorry. When you go swimming, don't you put your mouth in the water too?
I don't go swimming in public pools.
It's not a public pool. He didn't say a public pool. He just said a pool. That's true. Could just be some weird fucking Italian guy who was like, correct. I got a pool with spaghetti in it.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetto. It's one fucking noodle. That's what they don't tell you. It's one 14,000 pound fucking noodle.
That was a good one. I like it.
All right. What's this next one?
Moving on. All
right. Nigel's up 1-0.
He is.
Nigel's up 1-0.
So am I up? Point?
No. You don't get a point unless we both get it wrong.
Okay, all right. So this one is about the Dallas Cowboys.
Fuck.
Oh no, we're gonna be so
bad fans.
We better get this
bad
right.
Fans.
So the Dallas Cowboys started as an expansion team. They sold out 200 straight home games. Only team to record 20 straight winning seasons.
I'm gonna tell you right now. We did not start as an expansion team.
No, I know for sure we didn't because we were part of the original. So we know that for sure. The other two. This is the part where it gets hard. 20 straight winning seasons.
But it's two truths and one lie.
I know. I'm trying to figure out which one's the lie because the first one.
It can't. What? It can't. If we both think there's no expansion team, then that's it.
Yeah, but I want to think it through before I commit to it. I'm pretty sure that's the answer. Listen.
I'm locking in.
I'm pretty sure you're right, but I want to think the other through. Okay. 20 straight years of straight-up winning seasons. When was that? Because it hasn't been my lifetime.
Winning seasons is just 9-7.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a lot.
Well,
it's not hard.
We're 8-8 and going for great, so.
We're not even that this year.
Not this year. I'm saying just in general. It's usually what we shoot for. Like, hey, 500, we did it.
That's what I'm saying. So that's our every year target.
I mean, it's better than being a Raiders fan. So,
oh, I agree.
20 years is a lot.
They didn't do an expansion in the 60s.
That's what I'm saying. We were part of the merger, but we weren't part of the expansion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then you got 200 straight winning seasons.
200 straight sold out games, which we've definitely done.
Oh, sold out games. Sorry.
Yeah, we've definitely done that. I know for a fact.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I think I'm locking it in on the first one, too. I'm locking it in. We didn't start off in this expansion.
No, we didn't start off in this expansion team.
That's a point for me.
Oh.
No way. What
He's so happy. Fuck, we were confident and shit.
Wow. So the lie was the sold-out games.
Okay.
They only sold out 160 straight games.
See, that was definitely one I believed. The 20 winning seasons was the hard part for me. It's a lot of seasons.
In 1960... The NFL expansion draft was a NFL draft in which a new expansion team named the Dallas Cowboys selected its first players.
We were the only one in the 60s? Oh, I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I did not. Did not.
I feel bad that I'm not
you know what?
60 years
also,
old.
Also, I wasn't born back in the fucking black and white era.
I mean...
if you're fucking around for that, you don't even dream. You just, close your eyes to sleep and just wake up and nothing happens.
That makes sense why it took us, 4 years to get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
We were in, Super Bowl 4, I think? Super Bowl 5? We won Super Bowl 6 or 7, I think.
Really early on.
It was 7. Yeah. So what are we doing? It only took us 7 years to win a Super Bowl, 6 or 7 years to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Now we've gone...
They didn't let black guys play, so...
What did Kanye say? He said it in Joe Rogan's podcast. There's a term for a 20-year... No, there's a term for a 20-year period. It's called something. It's an interesting one. It's called too. No, no, it's called. It's like
a double deck.
So you got like a.
Is it a double deck? Like a double decade?
No, it's a word.
Decagon.
It's one word. It's one word.
Age.
No.
Era.
I don't know.
It's not eon. Eon's
too. No, long. It's not called that. Oh, vicennial.
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 Too close to vasectomy. I'm out.
That's a 20-year period of vicennial.
You know who says that?
We've been over Nobody. A vicennial.
The only reason
since
Kanye knows that is because he's
constant, Super Bowl.
No, the only reason Kanye even knows that is because he's constantly looking through his thesaurus, hoping for the best, making some words rhyme like, "Oh no, I'm not gay. My girl did it to Ray J." Like I don't know. Like,
hey, I mean,
thesaurus.
Maybe.
He's got to think of cooler ways to say it. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Vicentennial. Man.
So it's 1-1.
I'm not a millennial. I was born in a vicennial.
I'm the one to be this. I wanted this to be competitive, and I'm at 0.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, remember how competitive you were at the fantasy draft this year? Calling everyone assholes, and like, I'm not going to fucking help you, and then turn around, and now you're just taking L's.
Excuse me. I'm still in fifth.
It's an orgy of L's for you.
I've taken nothing but L's for the past, I think, 3 weeks.
Yeah. Can't relate. Rough. Can't relate. I'm in second place, and I'm chasing Warren down.
Huh. We'll see.
It just matters what happens in the playoffs. I need him to have one bad week in the playoffs, whether it's against someone else or me, and then I'm clear. It could be anyone's game. But the problem is I need him to have a bad game.
You need him to have against you, though.
Preferably. I'd prefer him to get knocked out before I got to him, though. That'd be cool.
That's true. Yeah.
Anyway, what's this third one? Because we're just...
Let's go.
I'm so mad that last one was so confident.
This one is over podcast. So, Twitter was created because of a failed podcast company. The majority of podcasts are listened to in a car. The majority of podcasts are listened to on Spotify.
Two truths and one lie. I don't know about the Twitter one. I have no idea.
I like the Twitter one only because we're going against Josh right now. Mm-hmm. And he had two... The majority of podcast listeners are.
Oh, that's a good part. You're looking at the wording.
Yes.
So
car versus Spotify.
Listen, Spotify. I'm going to say Spotify is definitely correct for listeners. I don't personally listen on Spotify, but they have like all the biggest podcasts now exclusively.
My question really is, how would they know if it's listened to in a car or not?
I mean, I'm assuming that's where everyone listens. Ooh. I listen to it at work mostly. Yeah.
Where's the tracking on a car?
I bet you because it tracks your location. So if it sees you moving at 30 miles an hour, they're like, he's not on a jog.
You know what I mean? I'm on my bike.
At 30 miles an hour, I would love to see you on your bike.
I'm not riding that. I'm not riding that fast.
Yeah. The only reason I'm going 30 miles an hour down Mount Scott. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going up that fast. No. I'm going to lock mine in. Car.
I'm going to swerve and say the Twitter thing. I just don't know. But I have to swerve. I'm already up 1-0.
It's true.
So if I agree with you, we just go up together. But if I can go up 2-0 on you.
It's true. That's the fun part.
Yeah. He got another one. He got another one. It's Spotify. He got another point.
You're not about to get another point.
Damn it.
How are they tracking that?
So it's all tied up now.
Hey!
It's all 1-1-1. Holy shit.
So the majority of podcasts listen to in a house.
Interesting.
They can track that, though?
Yeah, your location's always on.
I guess that's true. Yeah, that makes sense.
And just compare the two.
In a house? I've never listened to a podcast in my house in my life.
When I worked at Subway, they talked about that using, like, locations for ads. So if you listen to Pandora, for example, and you're listening to it in your car, if you pull into a KFC, Subway paid to automatically have an ad play as soon as that song is over because you pulled the KFC.
Really?
And it would be like, are you really going to eat out of a bucket? Come to Subway.
They would that's something.
Yeah.
That's not I don't want to be tracked.
Subway had like 5 or 6 of those like targeting certain restaurants that were considered competitive.
I'm not getting the vaccine.
Are you not?
Mm-mm.
I probably won't immediately. I don't trust any vaccine that comes out that fast. I'd like to see some research.
No, they're gonna track me.
Oh, that's what you're worried about? That's what you're worried about. That's the part that I don't care about. The part that I don't want them to be like, hey, so this vaccine is actually 95% effective, but there's a 100% chance you're getting colon cancer. And I'm like,
Yeah, no, just that is a COVID. little disturbing, actually. Like,
I don't know. What's so this next one?
I won.
It won one and one.
I won, though.
One and one.
Had to win at least one.
Fuck.
It's all good.
All right, so now this one is for crazy state laws.
Hell yeah.
So in Colorado, it's illegal to keep a couch on the porch. In Illinois, it's legal for underage culinary students to drink alcohol. In Oregon, it's legal to hunt in a cemetery.
Isn't it legal everywhere to drink alcohol underage?
He said it's legal if you're a culinary student.
Oh,
it's
legal. You're allowed to if you're a culinary student. I didn't realize I said illegal. I was like, oh, okay, that is definitely the lie. Good thought process in this one, bro. But sorry, let me take back that insult. So legal in Illinois for culinary students.
The couch thing makes sense to me because it's like, hey, don't be a fucking trash piece of shit. Get your couch off the fucking front porch.
Okay. That's Colorado.
Yeah.
What was the last one? I'll have to have you say that one again.
Oh, the last one was you can't hunt in a cemetery in Oregon. But I'm just like, oh, you can. You can hunt.
Oh, okay.
Here's my thing. If I'm out there mourning my loved one that's passed away and I see that fucking 10-point buck cross the ground, I'm going to fucking kill it.
Okay.
Ooh, if you kill it on a cemetery, does that count? It's like, do you even have to like take it anywhere? It's just like, we win. This is where it goes. No.
As a gameplay, all I'm going to say is, he did two cans and a cant again.
Yeah. Well, we saw what the swerve did for us last time.
Well,
it helped you.
So I'm trying to help you here. Tad bit. The Twitter one. And then there was two where you listen type things. So I feel like
it's either you can drink alcohol as a culinary student or you can hunt in Oregon.
That's what I'm feeling.
I think it's the culinary student one in Colorado because I don't think Josh ever thinks about Oregon as a state.
No, it's not Colorado. It's culinary student in Illinois.
Oh. Damn, I don't think he thinks about Illinois either. Fuck. Oregon or Illinois?
Illinois. Oregon is...
I want to say it's Oregon. It's the Oregon one. That's the lie.
You can't hunt in the cemetery.
No, you can hunt. This is the reason why. Warzone just came out, right? Or not what just came out. Warzone existed. There were zombies. You definitely kill those fucking zombies in an area called Cemetery on Warzone. We're going to go deep, big like brain four time. Brain here. We're going four brain here.
Let's go.
He's smiling at me, so I already know I'm fucking wrong, so this isn't good. Oregon is where the fucking Chargers should have gone, and not L.A.
Not disagreeing there. I shouldn't have gone to L.A.
I mean, the Chargers. Sure,
somewhere.
Chargers should have sold the franchise. it's but I'm saying, like, the San Diego Chargers is closer to Oregon. I don't know why he would think of Illinois of any state. That's the part I'm trying to think of. Like, why would he think, say, Illinois?
That's a good one, though. That's a good throw off, though.
I'm choosing Oregon.
That's what you're choosing?
Yeah.
The Illinois one was the underage drinking?
Yeah. If you're a culinary student, you can drink. But here's my thing. How are you going to prove that you're a culinary student? That's the fucking answer. How do you prove it?
I think the law, if I was going to guess, the law be written as...
You can like drink...
As you're cooking,
you can try it and make sure that what you're putting in your meal. But my thing is, you can't purchase alcohol. You know what I mean? Because there's no way to prove that you're... What are you going to do? And be like, hey, bro, I cook sometimes.
But if you're in the kitchen, it's probably already there. If you're cooking... Let's say you're cooking at a restaurant.
Yeah. But it's already provided.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you could drink it because it's there. And you have to taste, make sure it's the right flavor, get with the food. This was a good one.
Fuck, now I'm saying Illinois. It is Illinois. I'm locking in. I'm done. I can't say anything else. I'm locked in.
Illinois is your lock in.
Yeah. I got it wrong. I can already tell Josh too.
I'll lock in Oregon. That's where I'll stay.
So... In Colorado, it's illegal to keep a couch on the porch. In
it's Illinois, legal.
It's legal. It's illegal.
Oh, illegal. Oh, sorry. Yeah, illegal. Yeah, sorry.
In Illinois, you can drink underage if you're a culinary student, but only in, like, your culinary school. So,
while you were
in Oregon, you can't hunt in a cemetery. I don't know why they made a law for that. So, I guess in Oklahoma, you have free reign of the cemetery.
Let's go. Oklahoma. I don't know if that's good or not. But
so, it's 2-1-1.
Who's winning?
You are. It's a come from behind victory.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I feel like the Atlanta Falcons right now.
Yes, how you feel?
Yeah.
I'm about to blow this lead. I'm about to. Oh, you're about to blow the lead. Not true.
No, I had a 1-0 lead and I blew it. It's over. Okay. Like, the best I can do now is tie. And if you play defensively, you're just going to choose whatever I choose from now on out and you'll win.
Nah, I don't play that way. So we're 4-in. Do we have 5 or 6? What do we have? We have 6. No, you can win.
Potentially.
Okay.
Ready for this?
All right, this next one is about the body. So during your lifetime, you will produce enough saliva to fill a swimming pool. Humans are the only animal to produce emotional tears. The tooth is the only part of the body that can't repair itself.
Mm. So the tooth can repair it, or
can't.
No, that's it. That's the lie.
According to his.
It's the lie.
I do.
Because there are other things in your body that cannot repair itself.
I do agree with the saliva.
Yeah. I've seen how much you spit when you talk at me. That's at least 2 swimming pools a day.
So I agree with that one, but I think I'm down to the animals with the tears, emotional tears.
Yeah. What about people who don't identify as humans? Well, and they cry emotional tears. Do those count as non-human tears? Because if they are in their furry suit, are they even human? Because I don't want to consider them human.
Well,
subhuman at best.
I don't think the law is talking about furry suits or furries in general. I mean, I think it's
okay. But listen,
emotional tears from an animal.
I guarantee right now I could play Purple Rain, and both my dogs will cry.
See, that's what I feel like. Dogs do cry though.
Yeah,
I don't know. They produce tears. I know they whine.
Yeah,
that's kind of my thought.
I feel like chimpanzees and stuff like that have to cry.
I feel like that'd be such a hard one to be, like, I feel like that'd be the truth. That'd be a truth. And then the last one.
I know that teeth aren't the only thing in the human body that can't repair itself, though. There are other parts of the human body that cannot repair itself. Now, maybe bone structure-wise?
Now, hold on. They're the only thing? That was the...
Was that the verbiage?
That was the verbiage? Is it the only thing they can't repair themselves?
The only thing. That's why I was like, that's what threw me off, because I was like, there are other parts of the human body that cannot repair itself.
Like?
Your liver.
Well, no, it can.
Wife, you're a doctor.
No, you can't cheat.
We have lifelines? Cheating.
Listen, no, we don't have lifelines.
My six-finger queen.
No, listen,
she's a doctor. I think I should get to use her education. You can call your wife. How about you call your wife?
You are halfway.
Call your wife and you ask her.
You're halfway educated.
Call
your wife. Okay.
All right. Call your wife.
You help you study, ask her. Okay. You're halfway educated, all right? So.
I think that's the lie, is the teeth thing.
The only thing in the body?
The only thing is that's what throws me off, is because it's only that. Because aren't brain cells for sure one of the things that can't repair or replace itself?
I don't know.
Because I've gotten hit in the head a few times because of football, and I feel much dumber since.
Well, like, you can't recover from, like, CTE. Like, you can't just, like...
So you're saying your brain can't recover?
I'm saying
so then,
can't. To a point, though, I think.
I'm going to say teeth, but that's just how I feel. You can say something else. I'm locking it in.
The animal tears, is a hard one. What was the first one? The saliva.
Definitely
okay.
Is a thing.
For the
pool. At least a pool.
Right, at least a pool.
At least a pool. I've seen some of these people in our, like, group drool. Like human, just straight up drool.
I'm so torn.
How
right
many
now.
Pools do you think special ed kids fill up with their bibs? You know what I'm saying?
For the
like a water
not
park?
Wanting you to to get another point.
Like a whole water slide. Because
I don't want you to get another point. I know saliva's got to be correct. So for that reason,
I'm out.
I'm out.
Shark Tank.
Let's go. I think I'm going to go animal emotional tears. I feel like they can do it, though, but he already chose one, and I don't want you getting a point. So
you're playing defensive against him instead of me.
Yeah, no.
You'd rather one of us win than him.
I definitely want him winning.
Okay.
No. He can't win.
Interesting.
But I also don't want you winning.
Appreciate that point, though.
No! Damn. No way!
So humans produce up to 2 swimming pools.
Oh, not just
one.
Guy.
Not
you're
just one. Guy. And the tooth is only.
How did you word it originally?
Just to fill one swimming pool.
Fuck. I thought you were saying at least one.
No, a swimming pool. The tooth is the only part of the body that can't repair itself.
And I wonder if it's structurally. That's interesting. I wonder if it's structurally speaking, because it's still technically part of like your like bones and.
Because if you get a chipped tooth, it ain't growing back.
Right.
So animals do have emotional tears, which I thought.
Can I phone my wife again on this?
They do not have emotional tears.
Humans are the only ones that produce emotional tears. Only animal.
Only that can. Oh, wow. Okay.
See, the real questions you should be asking is like, the earth, it's flat. The earth is round. We don't know what the earth is.
Well, obviously the third one.
Round.
Okay, well,
we're gonna do this again.
Agree to disagree.
We're gonna do this again.
No, not in this podcast. We're not. All right. So where are we at? Is that so? 2-2-1
I'm dead last. Last.
This is
right
it.
Now.
This is last fucked.
One. All right. So this one. Shout out to our boy Marco.
Let's go, Marco. What's good, bro?
What up, Polo?
So, here are the three. So. He had sex with a prostitute in Vegas. He got kicked out of a dispensary. Or he passed a sobriety test while drunk and high.
God.
So he's committed 3 felonies. or at least 2. Sorry, 2 felonies.
But what did he have to do to get kicked out of a weed store? Probably a third felony.
Honestly, he was probably looking at it. He was probably like looking at this weed and he was like, this all Reg. And he just started talking mad shit.
It's kicked him out.
Yeah, there was like, you know what? We're not doing this shit.
We're not messing with you,
we're
bro.
We're not doing this shit.
Ah, that's a good one.
He's probably actively vaping inside without a mask.
Oh, this is a hard one. Backstory
here's the problem, though. I don't even know this guy.
I know.
So I'm purely going off of what little reputation I do know.
Okay, so I'm going to
give
you. First
of all, his name's Marco. So let's start there. So. His street name got to be like Lil Marco.
Probably.
Marco Mark. I don't know what he looks like.
Pops.
Like Marky Mark. Oh, Pops. Pops.
I hope that's not a street name. So he lives in College Station. He lives where A&M's at. Mm-hmm. For any of you guys that know where College Station's at. So he lives in College Station,
Texas. But does he go to Texas A&M?
Oh, no. He's way out of. He's a year younger than me.
Yeah. So, like, what are we doing, bro?
So, he...
Is he a Texas A&M fan?
Or
is he a Hook'em fan?
No, he is a... He used to be an A&M
Johnny
fan.
Oh, when Johnny Manziel was around?
He used to be an A&M fan?
Yeah.
He's definitely a... Horns fan. No, he is a Horns fan, I thought. No,
he doesn't really follow him, he said.
Mm.
That's upsetting.
He was a Horns fan.
He needs to take the...
He was an Aggie fan when he was young. I guess now he's a non-compete.
Oh.
I don't know.
So he's still an Aggie fan. What's probably good, Texas Burn? Kicked out of a dispensary sounds really vague, so that's probably true. He's probably like, listen to the story behind this bad boy. But I don't know him well enough. Does he seem like the kind of guy who gets kicked out of dispensaries?
Kicked out? No. Frequent a dispensary? Yes.
Yeah. Are there dispensaries in Texas?
No, but his first one was had sex with a hooker.
A prostitute.
In Vegas.
As a single man, yeah, probably everyone.
Okay, but he was in Vegas.
Yeah.
So if that one's true, the dispensary, might be true because he's in Vegas.
I don't know if you need a card in Vegas or not.
No.
I have no idea. I don't go to Vegas. I'm a good kid. I'm a good Christian.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're the one who knew about Vegas habitats and what to do there.
I'm with just the
prostitutes
saying,
and the weed.
No, I didn't see anything about
You know what I do? While you're going to Vegas where everything stays there, I go to church where everyone prays there.
You go to Sunday service. You go to Sunday service taught by Kanye.
No.
Sung by Kanye. Sorry, not taught by.
Chapter 6, verse 66.
You know what I mean? God.
Yeah. Ooh, well, he's not in that verse, but yeah.
Anyways.
Stop playing, new boy.
And then the last one was... What was it again?
He got kicked out of his dispensary. Oh, he passed the sobriety test while high and drunk. So he crossfaded. He crunk. While he passed the sobriety test. I feel like that's probably true because he'd be proud as fuck about that. But you know what I did? I beat the system, dog.
I do too. I know him. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he would be happy about that. I'm going to go with prostitute.
See, that's what I was leaning towards too. Because I was like, he probably spent all his money at the dispensary. You know what? He got kicked out of the dispensary because he spent all his money on the prostitute and was like, I'm not paying for this weed.
You don't have cash because they're all cash.
Yeah. That's what I'm going with. I'm going to dispensary.
Okay, so you're locked in?
Yeah, I'm locked in.
I'm locked in. Let's hear it. What we got?
I got kicked out of a dispensary. That's the truth. And then I passed a sobriety test pretty faded. Like, I was about 3 blunts in, and then I had some beer, and then I had some shots of Svedka, like, from the bottle, just some bottle pulls, and then I started driving, and it was, like, early in the morning, and the cop pulls me over for going, like, 20 over, and then he was like, go ahead and step out the car, I'm gonna go ahead and do a field sobriety test on you, and I was like, okay, yes, sir, and I touched my nose, followed his finger with my eyes, and then he was like, okay, how much have you had to drink tonight? He didn't even know I was high. And then I was like, just 2 beers. And then he was like, okay. And then so he said, step over here, and I'm going to breathalyze you. And I was like, all right. And so he, like, made me blow into it, and I started blowing. And then I just saw the numbers go up and up and up, and I was like, damn, I wonder if that's good. Like, I didn't really know. And then so I was like, shit, I mean, I guess I'm good. And then he looks at it and he was like, okay, yeah, you're good. And I was like, all right. And he was like, did you even feel how fast you were going in that thing, in that car? And I was like, no, sir. I was like, it's a smooth ride. He was like, yeah, it looks like a nice car. And I was like, yes, sir, appreciate it. He was like, well, you have a good night and just drive safe. I was like, all right, yes, sir, I will. And then I just left. That shit was crazy. And then the lie was fucking a prostitute in Vegas. That would have been pretty cool though. Shit, I'd fuck a prostitute in like Amsterdam or something. I would do that. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Aaron won.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Fuck. Lil Marco, fuck you. You fucked me, bro. I have faith.
Shout out to my boy though. Sweet.
First of all, I'm glad that you didn't pay for pussy. That makes me really happy.
For sure. That's impressive, though. He passed a sobriety test, drunk and high?
Yeah. Turns out it wasn't even a sobriety test. He was just at a club, and a guy that had, like, a black polo on walked by, and he goes, sorry, officer, and just starts walking a straight line. He didn't pass the test at all.
I will tell you, I had to, this is back in my Lawton days.
Okay.
I took my
cool
buddy.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
took my buddy Gio home from what we used to call the pen, which is Hog Pen.
Yeah, where all the fat girls go.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
The Hog Pen?
Well, okay, never mind.
Oh, you meant the bowling alley.
The bowling alley.
Sorry.
Had to drop him off back at Cameron. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's in college.
This is his boyfriend's house.
Cameron. No, we in college, yeah. Cameron University. Dropped him off. I left from there. Mm-hmm. And you know how Cameron's, like, the roads are worked.
Yeah.
Around Cameron, okay. So I am on...
a road.
Lord. It's the road right after Arvest.
Yeah.
It's like that back road to get into Cameron.
Oh, I know that road.
Right by Subway.
Right by the alley of Subway where we like to throw tomatoes. What's up?
Yeah, where you throw tomatoes, yes. So I'm going down that road to Lee. That's where I'm headed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the block before Lee and 38th, or 30, whatever that is, 5th, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. 38th is right.
No, because we're on that.
Oh, I thought you headed to 38th. No, I'm so you're taking the back road all the way down to Lee. I could say.
Yeah, I'm taking the back road down to Lee.
I don't know what you're saying. The one with the stoplight there.
Yes.
By the bread store.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone
who doesn't know Lawton, you have no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
Correct. That's cool. Yes. That's where I'm coming out.
Yeah, the Rainbow
out.
Bread store.
That's where I'm getting out at. Yeah. That's the area I'm getting out.
Also, and, time out. Who the fuck has just a straight up bread store? Continue.
It was like a Wonder Bread store.
Yeah,
wasn't
just straight up there, like, hey, we sell bread.
No, it wasn't even like all kinds of bread. It was just Wonder Bread. Yeah. Like, that's all they sold.
Yeah. I did know that you could go in there, though. Listen, broke date. I did know that you could go in there and be like, y'all got any of that old bread I could feed a duck? And they just gave you bread to feed a duck.
Really?
Yeah. And then you just take some basic white bitch to the park, feed ducks. And, oh my God, you're so creative and thoughtful on your dates. And I'm just like, yeah, now nibble on this dick.
I'm about to take my sons there. So I get some free bread to feed ducks.
I was like, so you can tell them to nibble. No! I was like, dude, that's your son. No! What the fuck?
Get some free bread to go give them the ducks.
I don't think that story exists anymore. There's no way they were making a profit. Anyway,
especially
you were driving.
Driving, heading toward that store. And the block before you get there, there was nothing but police lights.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on that strip once you leave the dorms.
So you just stopped, put your car in park in the middle of the road, turned it off, and walked?
I wanted to so bad. I was so scared. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I left the dorms. I'm heading that direction. I'm like, I'm going over the railroad tracks, and I see it, and I'm like, oh, no.
You were probably blasting like 50 music loud.
Oh, no. No. I'm always a very cautious driver.
Oh, windows down.
Especially
when you're inebriated.
Yes.
Good to know that.
When I was.
I know. You like straightened your life out and shit.
Yeah.
This is before your Vegas days.
I ran from the cops one time and I got away.
You ran from the police?
That's a different thing, though. That's a different story.
That's weird because I've also run from the police.
Really?
Yeah. I was a young teenage boy. I didn't have a car yet.
I was 20.
Okay. See, that sounds like you did something 21. Bad. I didn't do that.
Oh, no. I was just drunk off my ass and I was like, I'm not about to get pulled over for this. So anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways. Pull up. Gum in my mouth, of course. Always have that. What I used to call my never get caught bag. That was by anybody. Fam, no one knew I was drinking as much as I was drinking. So my family, didn't matter. The only one that knew was Josh, roughly. And I was like, okay, I have to have gum. I need gum now. So throw some gum in, pull up to the stop. Officer looks at me like right. I can't even see the dude's face.
Yeah.
Right in my fit, right in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, license insurance. I was like, okay. It was just an insurance stop, but they were trying to find other shit.
Also real sketchy.
Well, it's by a college campus, so of course they're trying to.
Oh, but here's the problem, though. This is what I don't like about police officers. Why is this their job? The first thing they're going to do is like, hey, I'm just here to do an insurance check. And they go, do I smell weed? And you're like, how do you prove smell in a court of law? And they get to go through your whole car.
Yeah.
Or they just have to look at you and be like, well, you're a minority. You want to take a sobriety test? Even if you're not drunk. What happens if you fail then? You know what I mean?
I'll be honest, it didn't smell like weed, thankfully. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, imagine if you busted ass real bad right before you pulled you over and your fart got you in trouble. Because he's like, it stinks real bad in here. And you're like,
that'd be the worst.
He's like, nah, dude, that's not gas. That's some straight up skunk.
I'd be like, hey, bro, come here.
I literally shit my pants. I need to go.
Come here. Come smell.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sure that'll go over well. Yeah. Hey, officer, come here and sniff my ass.
Sniff
that way you know it's not weed.
So you know what's going on.
Yeah,
straight up. Gave him my insurance, gave him my ID. He looked it over.
Officer Dingleberry Ferry went on his way.
He was like, all right, appreciate it. I kept going.
Man, you didn't even get tased?
Nothing, bro. Nothing happened. Thank the Lord nothing happened.
You didn't squeal like a pig when you pulled off?
Oh, no. No, I called Gio immediately.
You crying?
No, I said, I'm going to censor this. F you, bro. I got pulled over because I had to drop you off at your stupid apartment. I'm real upset.
Did he apologize 1,000 times?
No, not at all.
Oh, you said he was a really nice guy.
So. He was just, no, well, he is, but he was just like, are you good? I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm going home now. He was like, all right, good deal, good deal. So, that was good. We didn't get put in jail. I didn't get put in jail. And
I think I would thrive in jail.
I wouldn't.
I think I would.
I believe that a little bit.
Because I think I'm funny enough, and I think I'm smart enough. I'm not saying I'm gonna run the bitch. I'm saying I'm gonna survive.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm gonna be like the kingpin. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I don't think I'm gonna get messed with or brought into like the bad shit.
So you're cool to shave your head?
Oh, I'm not gonna join the Aryan Brotherhood.
What are you gonna do?
That's the thing. You gotta float between all the gangs. I'm gonna be the emissary.
And everyone's what is gonna be that?
Like, what does that word even mean, bro?
Yeah, I want to know right now. Mean? I don't know what that means.
Hey, I know what the Aryans want because they're willing to talk to me. I'm really, you know, fluent in English. I'm well-spoken. I can come over and talk some sense into this gang. If they don't like it, I'll take that message back to him.
But can you speak Spanish?
Ese? Yeah, that's all I needed.
That's all you needed?
Yeah. And I'll be like, hey, you know my cousin, no little Marco? And I'll be like, what? And I'll be like, yeah, he got kicked out of a dispensary, but he didn't pay for a prostitute. And then they'd be like, yo, little Marco, College Station. I'm like, yeah. And he'd be like,
okay.
And then like the mariachi band plays. You know how it is.
That is in jail, you know, prison, whatever.
Mexican prison.
That's where you're at?
Yeah, no. And then there's always like some really, really big, like really big cholo. And they tape little horns to him. And then you have the red blanket and you matador. I don't know why I changed the accent.
You went into Mexican accent.
Hey, I told you I would survive.
Man.
I told you I would survive.
Man, I had a boss who used to do that when he would talk to Mexican customers.
Oh, yeah.
He would talk real code talk. Like slow.
Yeah.
And like really pronunciate everything. And I was just like, stop.
The code talk is real. Because
he would come back to me and start talking like that and be like, turn around. Go back out to them.
Yeah.
I'm not... I can speak English. I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay? Continue. Sorry.
No, code talk is real. It's funny to me. It's like when you like order Asian food and you have to really think about what you're about to say because you don't want to be like, wing wing chicken. And you're just like, fuck. Why did that come out of my mouth? You know what I mean? So you got to be like, can I get the General So's chicken? They're like, sow? And I'm like, yeah, but I want to sound racist. So I said so. T-S-O. Let's have to say it in white boy.
You should have said Tissot.
Tissot? How mad do you think? All right, real talk. What if? What if?
Let's go.
You go in to a restaurant. Say we're ordering Chinese takeout. We're ordering Chinese takeout. What if? You go in to pick it up yourself. Okay. Unbeknownst to you, I'm outside in the car because we drove together, but I'm not going in with you because it's kind of suspect.
Yeah.
I put on like a full samurai outfit, like the hat, like the fucking wooden block shoes and everything. And I walk in behind you and I'm like, order for Aaron. And I bow right behind you.
Already inside.
Yeah. You've already asked for it. And I'm like, we're together. And I'm like decked out in full samurai regalia.
You get left at Wang Wang.
Oh,
well, that's what happens.
Okay. Would you be more embarrassed if I did that?
Now, Wing Wing is not a racist restaurant. That is literally next to you. Yeah. I want to specify real quick.
Hey, and it's delicious. So, the next one. Would you be more insulted by that or like more like embarrassed by that? Or if we went to like a really nice like Mexican restaurant?
Really nice
like
Mexican restaurant?
Like a really
restaurant?
Nice one. And I just That's had almost a like pinata. An oxymoron. I just pulled out a pinata. And I'm just like, we're doing this right here, right now. And I have a sombrero and like a poncho, and I'm like on a donkey.
Trust me, I'll join you.
Yeah. Oh, you're in on
it?
Oh,
I'm in on that. Okay. Yeah. I can get away with it.
I would be like, I'm trying not to get you killed at that point. I would be like, what if we walked into this white restaurant, but like white people don't have culture, so.
Yeah, no.
Ooh, what if we walked into a German restaurant and I had my lederhosen on and then like a Nazi like armband? And like we like had an urn of ashes, but like, look what we did.
We did?
Yeah. Got another one. Or we go in there and they'll be like, I'll be like,
just one.
Do you have any schnitzel? One. And they'll be like, we are out of schnitzel. And I'll be like, you sure you don't have any in the attic? And you just look up real quick. And be like, no, we're out. You don't think so? That'd be pretty fucking funny.
I don't know what I'd do if I was in that situation. Because I have no reason for being there.
At a German restaurant because it's good food.
I mean, no, German restaurant's good. Yeah. No, but I mean, like,
How fast do you think we get kicked out of a restaurant if I dress as Hitler in a German restaurant?
Oh God, no, you're done. Oh, I want to see you with the Hitler stash so bad now.
Yeah,
all shaved down here.
Yeah,
and it's the Hitler stash.
What if I like get the whole speech down? Oh God, no!
Come on,
just commit to a just full super racist thing.
Just do it.
Okay, but if I do that, you have to do something equally as bad. You have to go full blackface.
Oh, and that's not equally as bad?
Yeah.
No, you get canceled for that nowadays.
Oh, I'm not going to get canceled for being Hitler. You're not going to get canceled for
being Hitler, no.
Yeah, no, sure, I don't know. Bro.
Maybe.
They're going to shut our whole business down.
It's about
a
50-50.
They're
going to
find out. Listen, here's the thing. They're going to find out where we work. And they're going to be like, definitely not having them do anything again.
That's going to be so mad. She's going to be like, what happened?
Well, Patrick walks around the corner.
He was Hitler. No, I was blackface.
And he walks around the corner nailed to a cross. Like, guys, this is real fucked up. Just a crown of thorns. He's like, fuck you guys. He's like, you think this shit's funny? I'm trying to run a professional business around here. You guys are fucking around.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Oh, man.
That was good shit. That was a good episode.
That was a good one. I liked it.
Not too bad.
Not good. We're calling that. So I found the Schmeet 3 times.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, you found the Schmeet
once.
I found Josh gave the Schmeet
twice.
Oof. But hey, he didn't win.
That's a nice 3-2-1.
That is. He didn't win though. That's what's good.
Yeah, I don't feel too bad. I feel like I'm losing at a lot of my own episode games here. This is pretty rough.
Oh, this one was mine, though.
I'm going to start getting a little more competitive.
You're going to have to.
Do you think we should do an Alex Trebek, like, weird-ass fucking Jeopardy game?
I like that. Yeah, let's do it.
Just like a weird-ass. What are the categories?
Next week?
What are the categories? It's like, rape puns.
No, like, not next week.
Some weird shit.
Yeah, no, next week, yeah.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, I'll set the game up. Well, I can't really set the game up. We'll see. Whatever. We'll work on something. I have a good Christmas episode, so that's going to be cool. That'd be cool.
Like a solo dolo one?
No, for us. Like,
oh, for us. Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like 2 truths and a lie, but it's a truth and a lie.
One on one.
Yeah. So you know these stupid fucking Hallmark movies?
Yeah.
I'm going to pitch you 3 different sets. Okay. So I'm going to pitch you a real one and a fake one, and you're going to have to decide what's a real movie that got made and which one is just bullshit that I made up.
I like that.
Because the plots are all over the board. Yeah. They don't make any sense.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hallmark is not a TV channel in my mind, so.
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying. It's just like just some garbage ass movies. Well, so Netflix like, is just as bad.
Well, I mean, Lifetime, all those movie channels. No, they're not. Yeah,
I used to watch the Lifetime all the time because, like, if you were lucky, you get to see a lot of women crying, and it just really turns me on.
God.
Yeah, that's why I watch true murder mysteries and stuff like that now because, like, women screaming, "Oh my God, don't kill me!" I was like, God.
This just makes you just stiff
something
as a board.
About a person in distress really makes me happy. I like to watch, like, on YouTube, like, people get hurt real bad. They're like, oh, my God, I got hit by a car. And I'm just like, or people that get hit by a train, I'm just like, did it sneak up on you in the bushes? Like, you weren't ready for it? Like, you were just, like, walking and minding your own business, and a train just fucking plopped out of the sky?
I love how they have all those stupid IMSA ads now, like, don't stop on the railroads or don't try to beat a train. It's like...
Yeah.
We've known this for years.
My thing like, is...
How many people are still dying from this?
I was about to say, I want to see this. There's like a...
No, he was... Oh, God, that's so sad. That's true.
Who did?
He was working out on a railroad track, and I think a train hit him, right?
He was working out?
He was working... He was a...
Oh, he was out big, working.
No. He's a big fitness instructor guy.
Yeah.
Red Plitt. Big fitness guy.
Yeah.
Did some incredible workouts. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he was like... doing push-ups or doing something on the railroad tracks. Train just came and went. Got him.
Oh, was he tied up in a rope like one of those old-timey Westerns?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how? How does this still happen?
You know what? He did one too many push-ups and he was just like, I bet I could stop a train. And
maybe.
He was wrong.
He was
real wrong.
Real wrong and real ripped, though.
You can't stop a train, whether your wife wants it or a real one. Can't stop it. And on that, that's a good night.
We're done, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Stay Gucci.